Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to the community of Kenny Lake on the edge of Wrangell-St. Elias National Park.
My name is Vicki Kelzer, and I'm one of the co-owners of the Kenny Lake Mercantile, an RV park. We sell unleaded diesel, propane. We have laundry, showers, a diner that's closed for this year. It'll be open in the spring of 2014. Kenny Lake is a farming community. There's about 355 people, approximately. We have, I think, 89 or 92 students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Mostly hay. And then there's, you know, the smaller gardens. But some of those, what I consider small gardens, is probably an acre property. And they grow potatoes and carrots and celery and lettuce and turnips and red beets and cauliflower, cabbages. It's very quiet, serene, peaceful, beautiful. You come down the 7 Mile Hill, which we call, everyone here calls the 7 Mile Hill, which is the new Edgerton Highway. And as you're looking out on a beautiful, clear day, you see the Wrangell Mountains and you say, wow. If you don't get the wow factor, you're not in Kenny Lake. They snow machine, cross-country ski, hike, bike. There's quite a few hiking trails around here. You can walk from the Edgerton Highway down to the Tontina River, or you can go north on the other side of the Edgerton Highway and hike up to or down to the Copper River. Got lots of wildlife, bears, moose, foxes. Just saw a little red fox run across the road. Just up the road from where I'm at today, beautiful red fox. There's moose that kind of wander around, and then, of course, we have the black bear and the grizzly bear.
Vicki Kosler is co-owner of the Kenny Lake Mercantile. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Dave Benninger and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from across the state. I'm Annie Feit.